This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Global poaching is soaring, driven largely by demand from Asia. Rhino horn can fetch tens of thousands of dollars a pound. Kenyan land is a favorite target for poachers. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reports from the front lines of the battle to stop them.
Dawn over Tsavo National Park in southeast Kenya, and the peace and quiet is broken. The first of a dozen small planes start up, gathered for an aerial census of the elephant population. It's a vital tool to gauge a critical problem, poaching. 30 years ago, Kenya had 167,000 elephants. Now, just over 30,000 remain. A soaring ivory trade led by China means an elephant is killed in Africa every 15 minutes. On the ground, we saw the everyday reality of poaching. A small vet team led by Jeremiah Pogon hears of a newly targeted elephant. He is a huge bull with prized tusks, hit for the fourth time and now full of deep wounds. One of the team shoots an anaesthetic dart into the bull to give them time to treat him. After treatment, he has to be pulled up by a tractor. 2 more weeks and he'd be dead. And so he's given another lease of life, until, that is, the poachers strike again. It is a crime that Dame Daphne Sheldrick knows all too well. One of the world's most renowned elephant experts, her sanctuary in Nairobi looks after orphaned elephants.
In this day and age, it's an indictment on mankind. And the key to it all is not here. It lies in China. As long as there's a demand for ivory, then elephants are going to be killed in Africa.
A rich, growing China is hungry for ivory. Kenya is trying to fight back, with higher fines than ever for smugglers and new anti-poaching technology being tested, like drones. Many activists are pushing for a global ivory ban, hard to enforce. And so an annual trade worth £12 billion, $19 billion, goes on. And this precious species faces a critical threat to its very existence.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Kenya.